Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the Fisheries Diversity and Inclusion Podcast. Fish are amazing creatures with a diversity of colors, shapes, and sizes. They truly are a diverse group of animals, and so are humans. This podcast is more about people than fish, which is also the case in fisheries, believe it or not. Any fisheries manager will tell you, it's about working with people. The fish are the easy part. Here, we focus on people and on extremely important topics, including the benefits of diversity, equity, inclusion in the field of fisheries and aquatic sciences. Some topics may be uncomfortable at times, but this will be a safe zone from which everyone can learn. Although this is an initiative led by Clemson University students and supported by the American Fisheries Society, it applies everywhere and to everyone and transcends fisheries. We strive for everyone to feel involved and included, no matter your country of origin, age, ethnicity, gender, religion, sexuality, and/or disability. Hosts and guests are sharing their personal views, which they hold as their own. We are so glad you chose to listen and open your mind to these very important conversations. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to introduce you to the co-host, Dion Kerr.
As we begin to start this journey, Aaron and I would like to invite all of you to come prepared with an open mind, ready to think critically. I'd like to follow up that statement by saying, generally, humans struggle between what is right and wrong. Our personal morals and ethics are shaped by cultural norms and the ones that surround us, including our family, friends, classmates, and colleagues. Our podcast would like to critique your philosophy by challenging some of your personal beliefs regarding right and wrong. We want you to ask yourself this. Is the way I'm viewing this situation or issue correct, or is it wrong? What is it that I'm not seeing? These are great questions to start with, and it is very important to answer them honestly. Try not to find an answer based on what benefits you, but what's centered around the truth or what matters. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the Fisheries Diversity and Inclusion Podcast today. Today, Aaron and I are discussing our new co-host, Leon Guo, and Cassidy Miles. We felt it'd be important to address the next steps with picking up these two awesome co-hosts, why it's important to us.
Absolutely, Dion. I appreciate you bringing that up. I think the key for us is, hey, we're two guys. We've had some really important conversations. We've brought in some really diverse guests and talked through some important, somewhat uncomfortable material. And we wanted to diversify our podcast team. As we're sitting here talking about diversity, equity, inclusion, it was very important for us to find two other individuals. This is an enormous amount of content that we have to work with. Diversity, equity, and inclusion covers a broad group of people. There's so many different races to consider, religions, ethnicities, disabilities, gender identification. I mean, the list goes on and on. And we're not experts at all of that. When we and you had some conversations early on, it's like, okay, let's get this thing started. Let's think about how we can branch this out. And I think we found two really good people to work with.
Yeah, and it's one of the things for me is being able to hear someone else's personal experience. You know, like it's hard to address a topic, or it can be hard to relate to someone when you just never lived it, or, you know, someone's just kind of telling you what they've read or heard. Whereas, you know, we have two new members who are from different minority groups, diverse groups that essentially will be able to bring their own stories to the table and their own mindsets and topics that they can apply to big topic of diversity and inclusion. All those things would help. It's easy for us to, you know, think of, you know, let's get a person of color on here, or let's talk about women in fisheries, but it might come across better with someone who is a woman on the podcast leading or hosting that episode.
It brings a really important element. It brings a relationship to a broader audience. You know, our audience does not have to hear two dudes talking all the time. I mean, seriously, just with all the topics that we cover as far as diversity, equity, and inclusion, just having these voices, which happen to be both women. Leon Guo is biracial. She's half Chinese and half white, and she'll discuss that a little bit later. And Cassidy Miles a white woman who is part of the LGBTQ plus community. I think they're going to provide some really good perspective to our podcast.
Yeah, I agree. And it can only make it better. I'm excited to hear what's in store for what they're going to bring. Excited to hear what they have to offer, you know, and the diversity that essentially, like you mentioned, it's not just two dudes you have to continuously hear talk about diversity and inclusion. Now it might be more comfortable for others to hear women talk about these issues. So podcast isn't about you and I. It's about, you know, letting others have a voice and to address D&I issues.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's not about us as individuals. It's about providing a platform and giving people a voice. Now, whether that comes from me or you or anybody else, just having this available. So we've done a couple of different recordings. Dion, when I talked to Leon and Cassidy the other day, quickly had to run off and do some gill netting. Tell us about what you had to do that day.
So the survey provided a recruitment success index for Perkins and Moroni within Lake Erie.
All right. So as Dion was out on the windy Lake Erie, I sat down, chatted with Leon and Cassidy, and we had a really cool discussion. So we'll get into that right after this.
This is Mary Webbin Lauren from AFS headquarters in Bethesda, Maryland. And did you know that AFS has a summer internship program for high school students who are interested in the field of fisheries and aquatic sciences? Our goal of the Hutton Junior Fisheries Biology Program is to recruit students from underrepresented backgrounds in science careers and use this internship to introduce and inspire the students to continue on a path to become a fisheries professional. This paid internship is between 7 and 8 weeks long, and the students receive $3,000. Since the program's inception in 2001, the Hutton program has placed 717 high school students from the United States, Mexico, and Canada in hands-on, research-based internship with current fisheries professionals. We are always looking for interested mentors to recruit students in their local areas to apply to the program. You are the inspiration for the next generation of fisheries professionals. Now let's hear from some Hutton program alumni about their time participating in the program.
The Hutton program was a great experience for me. During my internship with the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, I learned many things about the fisheries and environment field. This program was a hands-on experience because I was able to perform field work in several areas around my state, was exposed to a professional environment, and worked with professionals. This is a very rewarding program.
Ready to get hooked on the Hutton program? AFS is recruiting fisheries professionals to serve as mentors, whether in freshwater, marine, or aquaculture settings. Donate financially or in kind as a volunteer today. Visit the Hutton website for additional information and to donate and help the future generation of fisheries professionals.
All right, let's get back to the podcast.
We are very happy to introduce two very special people to our podcasting team. We have expanded the Fisheries Diversity and Inclusion podcast. I'd like to introduce Leanne Guo and Cassidy Miles. Both have been actively involved in the American Fisheries Society's Equal Opportunity section. In fact, they were integral and instrumental in putting together D&I Day at the latest virtual annual meeting. So, Leanne, I'll start with you. I want to ask, how do you identify?
Well, first, I'm a human being.
Yep.
It's a good place to start.
Yep.
I am biracial. I am half Chinese and half white. And I identify as female and use she, her pronouns. I am heterosexual. I'm trying to think about like all of the things I could potentially like go through right now with identification. But I'll say those are my main identifiers.
Why do you think it's important to understand somebody's identity? I mean, why is that important that I even ask that question? And I'm going to say that to Cassidy. Cassidy, in your email signature, you have, why is this important? And it's a link and it talks about she, her. Cassidy, how do you identify and why is it important to talk about this?
I identify as a cis white female. I use pronouns she, her, and hers. And I do identify as queer, or I use the term bisexual. The reason why I have that link in my email signature is it takes you to a website that explains the importance of pronouns and why we should use them in our everyday life, in your email signatures, when you introduce yourself, on your social media handles and tags, those sort of things. It's a way to help others feel safe, a way to be more inclusive, particularly to how I feel as the trans community or non-binary as well. There are folks who are non-binary that feel excluded and unsafe sometimes in settings. And by sharing your pronouns first, you establish that whoever is in your presence or you, whoever you are interacting with, can feel safe and okay to share their pronouns, because sometimes you are in a place or a situation where if you identify as anything different than, I don't know, a cis male or female, it could be unsafe for you.
One of the things that I just picked up on, what's cis mean?
Cis is the opposite of trans.
That's been a question for me. I've seen it. I've seen that term. Haven't necessarily fully put it all together yet. I appreciate y'all sharing your identities. It's super important to understand where everybody's coming from and the diversity that we have within fisheries. We have a lot of diverse people in terms of their race, their ethnicity, their religious background, all age. I mean, we are a very diverse community in a lot of different ways, and it's becoming more diverse with each day that passes. Leon, you know, we talked about you joining this podcasting team. We had some really good experiences with you with the Diversity and Inclusion Day. Why did you take us up on our offer for you to join as a co-host, Leon?
Yeah, I was very excited to get your email. I also was a little bit unsure at first, just because I know I say yes far too often to these kinds of opportunities. At the same time, podcasting is something that I have listened to a lot of, especially as a researcher and on my long drives to and from work. And so honestly, I'm very addicted to podcasts. And I really love this idea of being able to explore people's stories and have this new way of talking about diversity and inclusion, especially within fisheries. You know, hopefully it goes without saying that I'm very passionate about diversity and inclusion, and that I really think that fisheries as a profession is pretty behind on this, and that we have a lot of self-education to do, and that a podcast where we can talk to each other, talk to people, bring them in, bring experts in, bring like the average person in and just talk with them about these important issues, maybe it's just another way to help other people learn. And honestly, just to continue educating myself. So I decided to say yes. And thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure working with you so far, and you've already had a bunch of great ideas, even in our short time discussing how we want to move forward with the podcast. Cassidy, I ask you the same question. You know, we met a couple months ago virtually. I've seen you all over the place in the virtual setting. What made you want to join our podcasting team here?
I was just very excited that you reached out to me just to talk about diversity and inclusion. I think you saw the Hutton Program merchandise that I had made, and that's how we first started talking.
I forgot about that. Yeah, we made contact well before all this, because you had that awesome, the Outdoors is for Everyone. You were highlighted in the student subsection of the education section newsletter. Yeah, we started chatting about this stuff a long time ago. I forgot about that. That's cool.
Yeah, I have only recently become more involved, actively involved with the American Fisheries Society. I've been a member for as long as I've been a college student. I just, given everything that's going on in the world, I realize that I have the opportunity, I have the chance to try and make things better and help others learn as I have been self-educating and listening to others, trying to be involved with as many subsections and communities as possible, and just engaging with as many folks as possible. And I think this podcast is an excellent opportunity to engage with folks from our community, with each other, bring awareness to important issues, and also highlight folks who are doing amazing work in fisheries. That's why I'm excited. I love this team already. I think it's a great group.
And we love having you two. I can speak for Dion in that we've worked really hard to get to this point. We're kind of out of an inflection point where it was time for our co-host to diversify, just like the content that we were discussing. We're two dudes trying our hardest to learn and discuss these really important topics that can sometimes be uncomfortable. We needed a female perspective, cis or trans, otherwise, you know, how we needed other perspectives in the group. It was noticeable the dedication that you both had towards diversity and inclusion with your work with the equal opportunity section. And I know people can go back and reference the podcast we had. I think it was the week before the virtual annual meeting, and we brought you both on as to interview to discuss that day. How has the equal opportunity section kind of given you a voice prior to even thinking about this podcast? Leon, I'll start with you.
Sure. The equal opportunity section has been a space where within the fisheries society, we have these dedicated conversations to how we can improve diversity, equity, and inclusion for members of the society. Honestly, that seems like such a basic thing to ask now, given everything that's happened in recent months. But before, you know, the events of this past summer, I'm not sure how often we really talked about these things. And within the equal opportunity section, it's been almost like a safe space where everyone understands the situation. Everyone knows it's important. And we all want to make the society more diverse, equitable, and inclusive. What I've really found to be beneficial to me over the last year or so that I've been an officer with EOS is the opportunity to do redefine, you know, what our goals are, who we are advocating for, and create programming like Diversity and Inclusion Day for the virtual annual meeting. It was very exciting to basically set some goals of what we wanted to accomplish with the society as far as having conversations about diversity and inclusion, increasing awareness about some of the ongoing issues within our society, and then talk together about what we could actually do to move forward. And so it feels very empowering, especially I feel like I'm very young. I am 27 years old, a grad student. And so I often have, you know, that imposter syndrome going on where it's like, do I have any right to be telling, you know, the officers of AFS or anyone else who's older than me anything about what they should or should not be doing? And to hear, be in the situation, to know that I can make a difference and encourage people to have these conversations and educate themselves, it has been very empowering and encouraging that, you know, we can make a difference, we can keep moving forward, and we can be a better society.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's interesting you mentioned this past summer and how all the events that occurred around that and around those events. And we've covered that extensively in several podcasts, so I won't really rehash a lot of it. But EOS, or Equal Opportunity Section, has been doing this for a long time. I really like the usage of the word safe space. I think that's one of the key terms that I've heard in the DEI community, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion, in terms of what's safe and what's not. Not even necessarily bodily safety or bodily harm, but just mental safety, feeling comfortable, right? We had this podcast in mind before the summer. This podcast was, we were going to launch this back in February or March. And then I got heavily involved with the spring virtual annual meeting. But then once the events were taking place over the summer, it was a major push. And we've had some really good, dedicated folks from AFS, from American Fisheries Society, that's really been supportive. I mean, we've had 20, 30 people comment on all of our podcast topics that
wheel cover. We have full support of AFS leadership, which is awesome. And we can freely talk about this stuff. And so that's what's so cool about this podcast. And I'm excited about bringing in new voices. Cassidy, what experiences do you bring that'll help the audience understand diversity, equity, inclusion, and the importance of that?
First, I just sort of say that I look up to Leon. I think she has done such a fantastic job being involved with EOS. And honestly, I look to you, Leon, as a role model. And when you just said your age of 27, I was just like, what? I'm 30. So I honestly thought you were older than me. Bring such maturity and this amazing leadership. You have these amazing leadership skills already, and you're just already doing amazing things. So I'm really excited to know you and to be a part of a team with you. Because I am female, I do hope to bring a different perspective, like you stated earlier, to our podcast. I have experienced and continue to experience disrespect, discrimination, and harassment in fisheries. And that is upsetting, and that is unacceptable. And these are things that I think we can talk about and we can address. It's just unacceptable for any human to feel unsafe, not listened to or respected in their community or society. And I look forward to being part of this podcast so that we can make sure that everyone's voices are heard and we are being a supportive and just like a good outlet for folks. That makes sense. I want us to be a supportive and diverse society, just like the fish communities that we study. That's my personal goal.
People are diverse, just like the fish communities are diverse. So that's really cool. Leon, I'll ask you the same question. What experience do you bring that'll help our audience?
First, I want to thank Cassidy for her very kind words. I really appreciate that. And I'll just say that I also have very much enjoyed working with both of you as very enthusiastic, hardworking individuals. It's so much easier to work with people who are passionate and just like want to get good work done. So thank you both so much. So the other experience is, you know, I guess I have my personal experience of being biracial, being a woman. Of course, those things inform my passion for DEI because I don't like being the only woman of color in a room in my workplace. It makes me feel really uncomfortable and at times mentally, yes, unsafe. I also have done work in my own institution at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. I helped start a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee for biology graduate programs. And we've been steadily, slowly working toward defining ourselves, working on making changes within our four biology graduate programs and hold our leadership accountable to actually making progress. And honestly, this experience has been very educational for me because, as you can imagine, academic institutions where there's a lot of very educated people, they are so much more progressive and liberal than I would say AFS is, for example. It's not necessarily bad on AFS. It just means that I'm learning at a very rapid pace from my conversations with people at the university. And so I feel like having constantly being challenged in the way that I view things and making sure that I'm committed to self-education, I think it's helped me a lot understand how much work I need to do as a person, even though, you know, within AFS, I am among the more marginalized identities. I still have privilege and I still have work to do myself to help my community. And I also worked with another group to start a petition, which was called UMass for Black Lives, which was really to catch the attention of our provost and chancellor and get them to have administrative level changes. And we've just slowly been working through working with them to get those things to change as well. So I would say that those experiences have really helped move my own understanding forward and realize why it is so important, not just for my own identities, but Black folks, Indigenous folks, transgender folks, disabled folks. There are so many groups of people who have really just not been represented and need to, this is their time, especially Black people within our community really need our allyship, our advocacy. And I just think it's so important. And I'm here to do that work.
I parallel thoughts you said about how academia can kind of lead to more progressive thoughts and have that training available, and then just the discussions that are more available. That's something I've experienced here at Clemson as well as you have at your university. But it also takes a personal dedication to it. You know, I think that our listeners, they have a dedication towards fisheries. They may have thought about diversity, equity, inclusion in the past and or are trying to learn. And so kudos to them just for listening to this podcast today. It's a step towards understanding people around you and being diverse in how you think. So we very much appreciate the audience that has decided to download this podcast. And I think this question I'll ask both of you, I'll start with Cassidy, and we've touched on this a little bit already. Why is diversity, equity, and inclusion so important to you personally?
It is frustrating being a female in this field for several reasons. Diversity, equity, and inclusion have just become so important to me in all aspects of my life because I had to learn what privilege was. I personally learned that I have a lot of privilege. I am white, so I get a ton of privilege just through that. And if I am super frustrated with just my own career path as a white female, as a queer white female, I cannot even imagine the barriers and the frustrations that folks that are different from me have. And it bothers me that folks do not feel safe or like they can pursue a career in fisheries because they are not a certain way or look a certain way. I personally would like to change that because I think it's important. If we all were the same, we wouldn't be able to come up with new ideas. We wouldn't be able to solve problems. We need people from diverse backgrounds, different experiences, working together. That way we have all different perspectives, all different walks of life contributing to our society, our community. And that's how you make it better.
All right, ladies. Well, you've joined us on this podcasting adventure, and I'm sure there's some topics that you'd really be interested in discussing with our listeners. I mean, we've got this awesome slate of topics to discuss. What you'll find is that among the four podcasters, so myself, Dion Kerr, Leon, and Cassidy, we'll all kind of be leading different podcasts. We're going to co-host podcasts. We may do some of these podcasts on our own. We'll bring in guest speakers. And so, ladies, what are some of the key topics that you're really interested in and want to lead in future podcasts?
Well, I'm already really looking forward to my conversation with Andrea Reed. She gave an amazing plenary on Canada Day at the virtual annual meeting, and I'm just really looking forward to talking with her about her experiences, you know, what she hopes to accomplish in her new faculty position at UBC. Aside from that, I'm hoping in the future, you know, maybe to delve in a little bit more on systemic racism and what it actually is, especially within fisheries. I'm also passionate about exploring ways in which we can make our science more diverse and inclusive. And I actually was part of a SysSync group of graduate students where we actually did a project that was looking at subsistence fishing and how it affects vulnerable communities in urban areas. And so I'd be really excited to get maybe my group of graduate students in here and we could have a conversation about our research and how that sort of thinking can be applied to other projects. So I think there's just a lot to explore, both in increasing representation and then how we can do our science in a more diverse and inclusive way within fisheries.
Miss Miles, what do you think?
Bouncing off of what Leon said, I also would love to learn and talk with those that are different than me so that we can make our society and our science more diverse and inclusive. And I'm really, really excited to hopefully dive into talking about white privilege. And I also would love to talk about ableism within fisheries and how we could make our society better by making our fishery science more accessible to those that are disabled in some way, whatever that may be, whether it is hard of hearing or deaf, blind, etc. I'm looking forward to diving into those topics as well.
And the term that you just used, did you say ableism?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can think about it as racism. Ableism is where you are discriminatory against those that are disabled. So, I mean, there's an endless list that we could cover. It's one way we could sort of attack these barriers as to why we don't see certain folks with certain disabilities within our own society, because we may be an ableist society.
Okay. I mean, that's important. I'm always learning. That's a new term for me. I'm learning just as much as our audience is learning. I appreciate you sharing that. So ladies, it's awesome to have you join the podcast. We've covered a lot of ground today. Is there anything else you'd like to end with?
Aaron, can we turn the tables on you and ask you what you're excited to be covering now that you've gone through so much effort and made such great progress making this podcast? What are you excited about moving forward?
Sure. You know, I think the future's bright in fisheries in many ways. You know, I'm really excited about taking a deep dive into the Hutton program. That program really embodies what we're trying to accomplish with this podcast and really trying to get people excited about it and to donate. So that's one of the things that I'm really looking forward to, sharing success stories about where diversity and inclusion has really impacted someone's life for the better. I'm excited about talking about some success stories, especially the Emmeline Moore Prize winner. If you don't know what the Emmeline Moore Prize is, it's named after the first female president of the American Fishery Society, and it really highlights someone in the society who is dedicated to diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's going to be fun. We have Dr. Yvonne Arizmendi on tap. And then there's just a ton of other topics that we could cover, right? I mean, all the way from why the Jewfish was renamed Goliath Grouper. I mean, stuff like that. So, you know, and our audience, if you have any ideas, feel free to email the podcast. We're actually going to have an official AFS website. It's going to be diversity.fisheries.org. And this podcast will be one of the main highlights of that website, along with the great work of the EOS, the Western Division, and the Southern Division, and all these divisions who have put effort into it. We're going to have one big hub of information for people to be able to reference. And now we'll hear a message from our co-host, Dion Kerr. He'd like to say a few words to you as well.
Well, I'm excited to welcome Lynn Cassidy to the podcast. You both will make great additions. Once again, welcome to the team.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, team.
Special thanks to the Fisheries Podcast for hosting us on their established feed at fisheriespodcast.podbean.com and for also tackling important diversity and inclusion topics in their normal feed. Also, find us and other diversity and inclusion resources on diversity.fisheries.org. This episode was produced and edited by Aaron Bunch and Dion Kerr. The custom lo-fi music beat was crafted by Darius Armstrong. Look for his music name, Karl Marx, on www.bandcamp.com/releases. We are very grateful to all those AFS leaders and members who have provided support and feedback as we have brought this podcast to life.